You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. Please stand by for the John and Gordy Morning Show. Phone lines are open right now. Call or text 608-879-8255 or use the free Civic Media app. And now, live from the Civic Media headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, here are John and Gordy. We're truly sorry.
It's called WMDX, the frequency 92.7 on your FM dial, and if you're just streaming, it's on your Civic Media app on your phone. Please, please follow those instructions and listen to us, react to us, text us, and voice note us, please. Okay. All right.
Good morning. How you doing? Top of the morning to you. Rise and shine, shake a leg up and at 'em.
There you go.
How you doing?
Just great, man. Thanks for being so happy.
Happy Thursday.
It's so nice to be here. Ladies and gentlemen, another great show is on the way.
Yeah. It's cloudy out there this morning. We had a few sprinkles, a couple of showers. Looks like that's moving
on
out.
We had showers, huh?
Yeah. Didn't you notice the pavement was wet near your house?
No.
You did not?
I did not notice that.
Wow.
You know, a lot of times it's wet just from the moisture.
Yeah. From the dew. If you checked your radar, then you'd see if you showered.
You know, I should have checked the radar. I don't know why.
Radar on your watch.
Checking the radar.
You wear your watch 24/7. I think it would alert you to radar.
Well, you know what,
detection.
You're right. It probably has a few alerts on there. Yeah. Usually, it tells me if there's lightning nearby.
Yeah, that's cool. So here it is, Thursday before Labor Day weekend. We're off tomorrow. We're off on Monday. We've pre-recorded some. Shows for you. Yeah, some really good stuff. So anyway.
Yeah, we needed a four-day weekend.
We did.
And we do. Every once in a while. Yeah. We don't take too many vacations.
No,
but
we didn't.
In this case, we're, you know, taking advantage of the holiday weekend.
Exactly. It's 59 degrees currently. Highs today in the low to mid-70s. Of course, Badgers host a game tonight against Miami of Ohio at Camp Randall Stadium. A rare Thursday night game.
Well, this is going to be a night of vandalism in that neighborhood.
What are you talking about? I tuned into Channel 15 this morning to watch Charlie Shortino. He was not dressed in one of his $700 suits. He was dressed in a faded Badger sweater, I guess, and blue jeans. He was live at Camp Randall Stadium.
Probably spent big money on that.
He was at Camp Randall Stadium there, along with anchor boy Tim.
Isn't that the dumbest thing, you know, sending these weathermen out to do these ridiculous remote broadcasts?
We're here at Camp Randall.
God,
weather is just fine.
I can't see anybody. I'm standing in the dark. Don't hit me.
Well, they were actually inside the stadium.
Oh, they were? Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, the game's only 15 hours away. Boy, they talk about pregame coverage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jeez.
I heard that they actually put new lights in Camp Randall, too. They're showing them off tonight, actually.
They did some remodeling. We were there for some event a couple of months ago, right? What was that for? I can't even remember.
I have no idea. But it had free food, and that's why we went.
That's why we went,
The whole thing here is this. They may have put lower temperature lights in, you know? Wouldn't that be nice? Kind of a more yellowish light, give it that classic feel.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm hoping that's what they've done. If they didn't do it, I'd be highly disappointed.
Yeah.
And that'll be the last night game I'd ever go to. Maybe they could dim the lights now, too.
Maybe they can.
They have a dimmer switch.
Or make them flash, you know, like when a big play happens.
Yeah.
Just like at the baseball stadiums, they do that now. They have those new lights that... You know, when there's a home run, all the lights go crazy.
Yeah, it said it's an LED, new LED lighting system. Oh. So there's going to be, I mean, the colors are going to be more vibrant, everything like that.
Oh,
so
good.
That's going to be
RGB.
Cool.
Yeah, do they have access to all the different colors?
Yep.
Sunset. You know, I have something like that on my phone here. Let me see.
Do you really?
I do. Well, yeah, it controls the lights in my kitchen. I have above the cabinet lighting on the ceiling, so we have indirect lighting at all times, even at night. You know, we can shuffle around the kitchen looking for food in the middle of the night, but we have lights.
That's nice.
And it's called Govee. Govee is really a great LED light company. And here I'll show you what that looks like, folks.
Okay.
No, I know you can't get it. But there are choices like forest, sunset, sunrise, universe, meteor, aurora, lightning B, lightning A, starry sky, snowflake,
good Lord,
spring, summer, fire.
Fire?
fire A, B, and C.
Wow.
Because people love the idea of fire in your kitchen.
Fire in the kitchen.
Ripple, desert, deep sea, wave. And a lot of these things.
Have you tried them all out?
I have tried almost all of them out. And you can speed up the light show if you'd like, or slow it down, or dim it, or make it bright.
What is this app called? Govee?
Govee is the company that makes these really nice LED lights for your home.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, I found out the kids love these lights. I actually accidentally bought a box of it for my kids' office's apartment. And I said, oh, these are really good lights.
Yeah.
Wow. Of course, I knew that. Yes, of course. Well, I researched these.
Did you install the lights, or did you have an electrician?
I helped him. Well, no, it's just it's tacky on one side, and you just stick it to the wall.
I see.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or you can also use clips that come with it, but you don't usually need that.
Are they battery powered or
plug it in?
Wow.
Yeah, and you've got mostly you can control the lights through a remote control, an app that you put on your phone.
I see.
They do have a box that you can use, but it's very inflexible. It doesn't have all these features on it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really, really, really cool. You know, I wish I could show it
are
to you.
Are you
right
representing
now.
This company now? Or
what's going on here?
Are you getting a commission for their sales?
Well, they're a secret advertiser that we have.
Okay.
And only I'm getting the commission on this one.
Okay. Well, good for you.
Yeah, there you go.
In just a few minutes, a little while from now, we'll talk to Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils, find out the latest in education, whatever's happening.
Educators
there.
Talking about education.
That's what it's all about. And then former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel will join us in our 7 o'clock hour. And also Brandy Grayson from Urban Triage.
Well, he's still an attorney.
I know he's still an attorney, but he's a former U.S. attorney.
Okay, there you go.
Right? I think now he's just a private attorney. Right?
Yes, I think so.
Do you think? I don't know.
We don't know what he's going to talk about today, but he's keeping track of everything that's headed to court.
Well, something changes every day at the Supreme Court, so, you know, we'll keep up to date on that.
Okay, let me give you a little update here on this video before I continue to move on through X.
What video?
But there is a posted X video of a guy climbing our new painted wall at the border.
At the Mexican border?
Yes.
Oh, I see him. He's going right up it.
No problem whatsoever.
Wow, he's fast.
The slats are so close together that you can wedge your foot between the slats, which gives you some push.
Some traction.
Yeah, so there he's up there.
It only took like 10 seconds.
Yeah, and I don't know. Maybe the paint isn't really glossy. It says here a powder coating. I don't know what that means, but it might be somewhat tacky or the ability to climb up. Without sliding. Look at that. There he goes. See?
I know.
We all knew it wasn't
going
to work.
Timing. This is 15 seconds and he's at the top.
And it's funny too. We talked about how they painted the one side, the U.S. side, but the other side isn't painted. I don't know why that would be because we are owners of the other side too. The fence isn't right on this border where the other side is Mexico. They would have a problem with that.
Okay.
Right? You can't build right on the line.
Doesn't
I know that as a homeowner.
Is there a painted line on the ground?
Yeah, exact line right there. That's the thing.
Don't cross that line.
It's just crazy, ridiculous stuff.
We've also got another pair of Brewers tickets to give away, thanks to Downdrin's Distilling. We'll do that in our 7 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
We'll be going to the game with John and Gordy, and we'll meet you there and have some fun. That's a game against the Philadelphia Phillies. What are we watching here on your video screen?
I keep seeing you looking down.
What was that? Some little toddler.
This is the
what's he doing?
Epic Times. They have they posted this little baby carrying an old man's cane, bent over like the baby is having a hard time walking.
he's imitating grandpa.
You know, imitating
his grandfather.
Yeah,
apparently.
The grandfather has a cane and he walks like that, but the baby is walking like that too. so, boy, you know that baby's ending up on Saturday Night Live someday, right?
Yeah, that's going to go viral if it hasn't already.
It probably has. Yeah. But it seems cruel, and I think the Epic Times would be perfect for posting a video like that.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, Tom, take it away.
Yep. You know what time it is.
I know what time it is.
All right.
Let's hit the music.
All right, Tom, tell me what you're going to post. I know.
Here we go.
I thought you said Tom. I know.
Did I say Tom?
Yeah.
I did?
I think. I think you started with a T there.
I think you said Tom.
But it's okay. I get that all the time. All right.
You don't care what we call you.
From my
roommates. I called you Boris for the first 3 weeks. I couldn't remember your name.
Boris, Tom.
Yeah.
All right. First question. Would you rather be trapped in a small room with 10,000 tarantulas for just 10 minutes or eat 10 tarantulas over the course of your lifetime? Oh. Sorry, guys.
Well, sometimes, you know, when you're eating and you're not really watching what you're eating, sometimes you think you ate a bug or something like that. So, you know, it's possible to have eaten at least a number of tarantulas in my lifetime. So, what do you think, Gordy? Have you eaten any tarantulas?
No, not lately. No, I would just stay in the room. I would run around the room like a scared kid.
That's true. It's only 10 minutes.
10 minutes, I think I can handle that.
I don't know if I told you guys.
How big is the room?
Yeah. It's in like a 4x4.
We had a, in our bedroom when I was a little kid, we had a cabinet with these doors on it, you know, and I always dreamt that I'd go through the cabinet into another room, very similar to my room. And I dreamt that I did that once and it was filled with tarantulas.
Oh, are you kidding? Wow.
No, I was on the bed, and the tarantulas were covering me. And
so that's why you said you'd eat them. That's why you said you'd eat them.
Yeah, I don't want to be in that room again.
You had a very scary childhood.
I had some really bad dreams. You had ghosts.
I had ghosts. Man.
You know, you pull covers over your head?
Yeah.
I did that, and I'm looking, and there's an eye, a green eye, where the, you know, cover and the bed met. And apparently, I didn't make it a seal so the ghost could still see me under the blankets. Yeah, that was a scary moment, too. I screamed.
You traumatized my parents. Okay. We got a minute left. You got another question for us? Would you rather what?
Come on.
What?
All right.
Let's do it.
One more question. Would you rather know all the secrets of space or know all the secrets of the ocean? All right. It's a quick one.
Okay. I want to know all the secrets of space.
I think I would too. I agree. Yeah. I agree.
I don't know. I'll go with the ocean.
The ocean's too scary for me. I wouldn't even want to try and find out.
Well, there's a volcano on the bottom of the ocean ready to go off.
Space takes up a lot of. I mean, that's.
I did.
How would you know everything in the universe, really?
Well, yeah, I want to be Galactus, the villain out of the Fantastic Four movie.
Right. It is, we're coming up on 19 past the hour. We're going to check and see what's trending coming up next on John and Gordy in the Morning right here on WMDX, downtown Madison, Wisconsin.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX. It's John and Gordy in the morning. We always talk about what's trending on this program. I was describing a man climbing the border fence with the new paint job and everything, mm-hmm. not having any trouble whatsoever. And Catherine texted, "So we're listening to you watch videos."
Fascinating, now, isn't it?
Well, you know what, Catherine? It's a little tip. If you want to go to X and check out that video of somebody climbing the fence, that's why I'm doing this.
You're doing it to help others.
Just to let everybody know that, okay. you know, this is an easy thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. So, you know, now if you're driving and you're watching us, you can kind of maybe tune around a little bit and check that video out.
Okay.
Search it out.
Thank you. Thank you for taking care of that for us. It's cloudy this morning, 59
degrees.
I have
to explain everything here. My God.
All right. It's a cool start. Highs in the 70s today. Low to mid 70s. The John and Gordy Show. Hey, that's us.
Yes.
We were nominated for Best of Madison. We don't know the results yet.
Yeah, we don't know why either. But,
so is one of our favorite dinner spots, Sugar River Pizza.
Oh,
and
yeah.
To celebrate, WMDX is giving you a shot at winning your dinner with a $50 gift card from Sugar River Pizza. We do this every week. Get a winner once a week. Head to WMDXradio.com, enter online, then we'll reset the contest every Friday, so make sure you come back for more chances to win. That's WMDXradio.com for your next pizza pie on us. Let's check the poll question here while
we're
at it.
Yeah, let's find out what's going on.
Because we forgot to do that, and I want to see what it is. Do you support legalizing recreational marijuana in Wisconsin? Right now it's at 60% for yes. Yes, but I forgot. So what's the question? B is absolutely not unless the price is low enough. That's 20%. Mm-hmm. And only if Trump lowers the price by 200%. That's also at 20%. Okay. Now, Dom, we sent you out yesterday going up and down State Street. How did you do on your quest to count how many dispensaries
Didn't you really do that?
I really did.
You didn't make it the whole way.
I didn't make it the whole way. I went halfway. I counted half of it because it was a long State Street's long. You know, I'm walking.
Well,
I'm
we didn't tell you to go in and sample
it
things.
It isn't long.
You went in and started sampling.
Well, let me tell you that.
eight blocks.
I did go halfway to the halfway point, and I counted six so far. I will do more today, all right? So it's going to be a two-day thing. And
you've stretched this out into an unbelievable assignment.
Well,
it's going to...
I don't know. I like to enjoy it. You know?
So we know there's at least six.
Yes.
And that's halfway down State Street?
Yes.
You didn't make it to campus, in other words.
I didn't make it to campus.
God. What's the matter with
you? I'm too lazy,
okay? Are you still saying your leg is hurting? Is your leg still hurting from when you fell out of bed or whatever it was?
That was first week when I got here. But now, when I did soccer, I hurt my ankle again.
Yeah.
But it's now, it's a little better now. It's a little better now, but not enough to go State Street, down the whole State Street.
Okay.
I'll tell you.
All right. Well, keep us posted.
Yes,
on that.
Keep us posted. If you need an extra day, take it.
I might need some help, right? You know, I might need some help.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Well, now you're going to the Dells this weekend with your
family. I'm leaving tonight, so I have to leave before Badgers. You know, the stadium starts getting really busy. To beat traffic. But it's going to be very fun. You know, I'm going to go Friday, Saturday, Noah's Ark.
Noah's Ark.
And
one time.
Hopefully not drowned. We should be good.
Give us a report.
That was the place we always went.
Noah's Ark.
And we started going across the street where they have the large horse.
Oh, the Trojan horse.
Yeah.
At Mount Olympus?
Mount Olympus, yes.
Yeah.
Now, I understand it's very crowded there.
Well, it can be, yeah.
And the hotel.
Yes.
There's a water park inside the hotel.
It's a huge complex. It's a massive complex.
A lot of kids go in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and they have the go-karts, They have some really good...
Have you tried the go-kart track there?
Yes. It's great.
That's nice, huh?
Well, it's really fun. Yeah. Yeah, because they soup up these go-karts. It's not your average go-kart. They go
goodness.
A little faster,
and
they're a little more sturdy.
It's a long track, isn't it?
It is. They have several long tracks.
All right.
And they're wooden tracks. The one that goes through the Trojan horse is wooden, so it's kind of bumpy. So you're getting your bones shaken. Shooken. No, that's not a word.
Is this
shakes you up? What am I trying to say? Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm trying to create a visual of this, but well, I think really Catherine will probably complain that we're describing things that create a visual that we have to look at in our minds, and it's a distraction from our show.
Well, I think everybody knows what a go-kart looks like.
Hey, you know, Doug in St. Francis, is there any verification that Sugar River actually pulls that pork? And I've seen them. They have it there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he says... what he said, is there any verification that Sugar River actually pulls that pork for 12
hours?
How far is that?
Wow.
It's not
far. I did not expect that.
It's really good. Really great pork there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, everything is really good. Mm-hmm. Plates, everything's just fantastic. I mean, the table seating, everything.
Yes.
Lots of room.
By the way, we should mention that Sugar River Pizza, that gift card that you can enter for at WMDXradio.com, that is for the Sugar River location in Sun Prairie. That's their main location. They do have other locations, but that's the one
That's the one that we are going to.
A location in Verona and in New Glarus.
And again, we're riding their coattails. They have been Best of Madison winners, and
John
and Gordy are hoping that a little bit of that rubs off on us.
Well, we're hoping
time
we get in the top three, because then we get to go to the party.
Yes.
That's what it's all about.
And the party, we're trying to plan on how we're going to dress for the party, because the theme is prom night, if you can believe this.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. The theme is prom night.
Prom night. Tux, then?
Oh, yeah, I think unless they have changed that, Gen Z, have they changed that? I think they have.
I hope so, because then I can't wear my beanie.
Okay. Well, you ever see the cartoon show Beanie and Cecil?
Yeah,
Cecil?
Remember that?
Yeah.
You do remember?
I think I do.
A little propeller on the top.
Yes.
All right. When we come back from the Midwest Food and Farm Report, it's Tim Slecker with talk about education. On John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
Remember those days when we had kind of a free world?
Yeah.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the Morning. Beautiful day so far.
Mm-hmm.
Starting off nice.
Yeah. Got a few clouds, 59 degrees, highs in the low to mid 70s a little bit later on today. And we want to remind you, WMDX is hosting the Ultimate Listener Appreciation Party, and you are invited. It's free. It's open to the public. We're gathering everybody together on September 6th.
Yeah.
It's coming up. Doundrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove is where we'll be, and we're going to socialize and build community over some good drinks, and we're even, inviting you to bring some friends. Again, it's open to the public, and we'll be having some fun there, and I think Todd Alba is going to be there. I believe Maggie Dawn will be there, and a few other WMDX folks, and of course, John and Gordy, Dom will be there. We've invited Tim Slecker, but it's kind of a long drive from Pennsylvania.
Well, he said he might be able to make it.
Really? Is that what
he
said?
I gotta check in though, because my traveling buddy Ryan Walters, I want to see if he can come too.
Okay. Yeah. Dr. Tim Slecker joins us from Busted Pencils.
Ryan Walters is the topic today.
Well, what's he up to?
As always.
What's the deal?
Yeah.
Well. He's like the cousin that, shows up and you're like, oh man, here he is again. Oh God.
Oh, I know.
Didn't he know that we were trying to have this event without him?
The thing is, you sent a link to Channel 5 ABC, KOCO, and there's an interview with Ryan Walters on there, and I love the chyron on the bottom of the screen. It says, America First Assessment.
Yes.
What in God's name is that?
If you haven't been following this, this is, again, one more audition, that he keeps screaming, you know, Master Trump, please look this way.
Yeah, he wants to replace Lenin McMahon as soon as they get rid of the Department of Education.
Don't
because they don't like to work, you know.
Yeah, don't you see what I'm capable of? The America First assessment. So
wait, I have a clip. Why don't we play that clip?
Oh yeah, let's
clip. Let's listen to this.
Okay.
He announced the state's new partnership with the right-wing media organization PragerU. Now, despite the U in PragerU, PragerU is not an accredited educational institution. It churns out videos and lesson plans to attack what it calls the dominant left-wing ideology in culture, media, and education. This is a taste of the content you can find amongst its student-friendly resources. Yes.
Most gender stereotypes exist because they reflect the way that men and women are naturally different.
One of the most beautiful things God has created is a woman's smile. It can fill a room with energy and joy. Wow. Just try smiling and see how it affects the people around you.
They're not trees, they're wind turbines. The government pays many farmers to have them on their land, but we decided not to get them. Sadly, ever since our neighbor put them up, we don't see many birds because they get hit by the blades.
Last month, Oklahoma school chief Walters announced that PragerU would have an even larger hand in the education of the state's children. Walters announced that teachers from two blue states, New York and California, who apply to teach in Oklahoma, will now have to pass an exam meant to screen out, quote, woke indoctrinators,
wow,
end quote. The state has been facing a major teacher shortage.
Oops.
What Walter's new ideology test shows, once again, is that MAGA figures like him aren't actually concerned about strengthening the education system for students. What's important is getting the indoctrination right.
Yeah, there it is, and that's the America First assessment. Unbelievable. Yeah. It's frightening stuff. Yeah.
Well, I, you know, having been a teacher educator for, almost 30 years, it just... I'm amazed that I never thought of such a wonderful way to kind of find your best teachers is to have figure out whether or not they have the ability. You know, think about this, though, too, right? So blue states. So, you know, you're a teacher. You're in your senior year at the, you know, one of the State University of New York schools. Right. And you're about to finish and you're thinking, OK, where should I get a job? You're sending out all your job applications and you get a hit from Oklahoma. Oklahoma says, you know, you're like, oh my God, you know, Oklahoma. And then the next thing you know, you're like, okay, before this application can proceed any further, we need to assess your America First inclinations because we know that those New York training institutes to prepare teachers, the number one issue on the curriculum there is making sure that teachers go in with a full left-wing Marxist ideology woke indoctrination framework.
Wow.
not teaching reading and math and things, because we know that those teacher education institutions across California and New York, they are just breeding indoctrinators, and so he's gonna screen them out. And it, again, this is not The Onion.
I know. You know, this by the way has not been very successful for the liberal states. You know, we haven't been winning with this propaganda network.
Well, I mean, it's obviously quite evident. Mm-hmm. You know, creating again the. You know, so is this legitimate? Is it real? I like the clip there that you played because you could tell that the news organization there was like, okay, wait a minute, let's bring this up. You know, PragerU, no, not an accredited university, a right wing indoctrination ideology machine.
Yes, exactly.
You know, let's call it what it is.
Yeah.
Preparing, you know, to screen out. But, you know, peel back and go, this is like an allegiance test
Yes. mm-hmm.
that is it's if it wasn't so silly and weird and you peel back, it's frightening.
It is.
It literally is frightening. It's saying, like, you cannot teach here unless you prove to mm-hmm. us that your number one your number one issue is that you will promote America first ideology. Mm-hmm. And you think about going, teachers' main function are to prepare children to function in the world. Your first and primary concern is to do what's best for kids. And what Oklahoma is now trying to say, well, Ryan Walters, because we want to make sure there are really great people in Oklahoma actually that are as embarrassed by him as anything. This, yeah. And appalled. But what they're saying is that children don't come first in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Your ideology and, you know, kind of like giving forward, bowing your head and being totally submissive mm-hmm. to indoctrination on the right.
You know what? It's amazing how they kind of sold this too. You know, they're selling you on the idea that liberal indoctrination is really bad, but then mm-hmm. they sell you at the very same time right wing indoctrination. And that's very good somehow. It's really bizarre. And by the way, we talked about this earlier. You know, can't universities also think the same way? You know, receiving applications from mm-hmm. students from red states, do you want to accept students from red states who are part of this indoctrination plan, like in Oklahoma with Ryan Walters? Do you want to take their students?
John, right? You're brilliant. Uh-oh, we need to get, you know, we need to get you into some state position and, you know, maybe the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction needs a, you know, we're going to screen out,
yes,
you know, people from those right-wing indoctrination states before they can come to our state. And yeah, you know, take it forward like that. And you sit going, it's like, what is going on here? You know, what is really going on? And again, it's a show. We know that that's what it is. It's a show. It's an audition. You know, again, there are really great people in Oklahoma. There are great teachers. There mm-hmm. are great colleges that are really focused on preparing teachers well. And here's the other part of teacher education at the university. The standards for preparing teachers are nationally accredited standards mm-hmm. and Oklahoma teachers, New York or students becoming teachers across the country all have the same national standards about how to prepare for teaching reading, for teaching math. You know, there and none of it, I can tell you this because I've gone through multiple accreditations. I've served on accreditation boards. None of the standards to become a teacher that we assess institutions on have anything dealing with how good are you at right-wing or left-wing indoctrination.
Right.
It's just not a standard. And so, you know, this idea that, hey, we know that New York and California, boy, those institutions, I mean, they're out there just preparing, you know, little Marxist, little commies. No, that's not what's happening. But again, he's to me, this is just him again, continuing to audition for, you know, look at me, look at me, look at me is what this says. You know,
he wants some visibility. Like, come on.
He's Trump. Screaming to the way. Well, he's, you know, he's kind of using the Trump playbook, which is stay in the news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, stay in the news. I mean, that's the tactic here. When people say, does he really want to install this type of a test and things like that? No, what he really wants to do is continue to stay in the news. He wants to continue to, you know, be relevant, even if that relevancy causes, you know, some form of, like, you know, weird morning shows in the Midwest to pick on him.
Talk to Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils. It's a podcast you can listen to on the Civic Media Radio Network. And, well, it's back to school time. Any last-minute back to school advice for teachers, students, administrators? Yeah. What do you think, Tim?
You know, go to bed early.
Good night's sleep.
Yep. Yeah.
Get a good night's sleep. Make sure you have, you know, your outfit picked out the night before. You know, make sure that you've got really nice shoes. You know,
nice
Well, you know, because that first impression on the first day of school is going to set up how you are going to be seen the rest of the school year. You know what, though? The other thing, I'm talking about back to school.
Yeah.
This Saturday show.
Yes.
Great show coming up. Maybe we can talk about that when we come back.
Yes, let's talk about that show.
All right. We'll be right back with Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils. It's John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX Madison. Coming right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Living in the USA. WMDX, it's John and Gordy in the morning. We're talking to Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils, and we have been, you know, mentioning the name Ryan Walters every once in a while in this discussion. Yeah. Here, you know, the one thing we didn't bring up with Ryan Walters is that the video that popped up on a screen behind him as he was giving a presentation to a board, and there was what, old porn movies from the 60s?
It's a weird story that kind of in the back. I don't know. Maybe he thought he was streaming PragerU videos. And
the early ones. Geez. Yes.
Some instructional video.
I know. Or, you know, somebody got in there and hijacked his presentation you know, set it up. That's a whole other kind of distracting story.
Did they talk about that on the 8-minute
I'm not sure because
he knows how to avoid that subject though.
Well, in 8 minutes is a long time for me to pay attention.
You and me both. Okay, I've already lost interest in this story. What do you got coming up this weekend?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Saturday's show. I mean, everybody out there across the Civic Media Network and everything, tune in. We have a great interview, a guest who just epitomizes everything we think about what we try to bring on Busted Pencils. You know, we talk about public schools being the foundation of democracy in this country and the preparation that goes into it. And talking about, like, if you want to really value and fight for your public schools, get active, become, you know, engaged, become political. And we've got an interview with Representative Angelina Cruz from the Racine area. She was a fifth grade teacher. She became a vocal activist advocate for public education, particularly, guess what? Act 10.
Yeah.
Got her going.
Yeah.
And, you know, I met her about 10 years ago when she was a teacher. She, you know, she got active in her union, then became president. And hey, redistricting worked out really well because she got to run for office in what used to be a really red area in Racine. She is now the elected representative, fully functioning activist. Well, let's just say she's an advocate for democracy. And we wanted to point out that she's a role model. She's an inspiration to say, this is what it means to live out civic values. To me, she has passed the America First test because she has done and put forward to say, I'm going to serve I'm going to serve to protect democracy. That's an America first person. And what a great person to really be there. She's advocating for public schools. Guess what? She was a school teacher. And here she is now, you know, a local, a representative taking on, you know, the task, stepping up and saying, you know, democracy is in, as she said, we're going to put this, she goes, you know, it's a contact sport. And that's what she's there for. And really advocating for public education. So great role model, great, you know, just conversation. And, you know, to the point where we're saying, working with her staff that, you know, we think we're going to have a regular appearance by Representative Cruz on Busted Pencils. And I would recommend anybody across Civic Media, you guys, you know, you want a great guest to feature on with Wisconsin, who's been there, done that. Angelina Cruz, Representative Cruz from Racine.
Well, that'd be a great idea. We will definitely try to schedule her on the show and talk about education as well. You know, somebody that knows what's going on and what, you know, we can do to kind of fight back this America First agenda. Although I like the way you flipped it. She's actually the one teaching America First, you know. And,
You know, because there, you know, she's the example. What does it mean to be, you know, when we say, what is the purpose of you know, of public schooling? And it's, well, yes, it's reading and writing, but it really is preparation to be a citizen, a citizen in a democracy. And a citizen in a democracy means that you have a voice, and that there are times when you, that voice requires you then to actually step up and get active. And in fact, in this country, the freedom to go and insert yourself into democracy, she shows what it means to have freedom. Freedom doesn't mean you get necessarily what you want, but you have the ability to step into the ring, to be a part of the conversation and to move that conversation. And so, you know, we just said anytime educators can get active in that way, it's going to be, you know, those are role models. So, I can't find, a stupid, silly joke to, to come up with on this one.
You know, for many years we've been trying to make history more accurate, teaching that in our schools, teaching more history in our schools, because there just isn't enough of that. And I think, you know, that's where we should be moving, not to this America First sideline attraction, you know, just more showmanship. And by the way, I saw a list of all the lawsuits that the Trump administration has put in place of all the schools they're suing. And that list is dependent on investigating why DEI is being used in the schools, and they're investigating anti-Semitism. That's what they're looking at in the schools. That's why they want to put all these schools out of business and sue them out of existence. So I just thought I'd bring it up. We're out of time here.
We have to leave it there. Dr. Tim Slecker, thanks for joining us. Listen to Busted Pencils on Civic Media Radio Network.
Like a good show this Saturday.
Yes, sounds good.
We'll be rocking in the free world.
Yes, all right. Indeed.
Thank you, Tim. In our next hour, we'll talk to Jim Santel, attorney at law. Also, Brandy Grayson from Urban Triage will join us. It's John and Gordy on WMDX for a Thursday morning. Coming right back.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.